Back when I was a student at Sydney University, there was a drive for blood donors at the university. And so I thought, it's probably a good thing to do. So I went along and they shove this massive needle in your arm and start to draw out the blood. And I then became a pretty regular kind of donor. I've now donated more than 100 times. In more recent years, I've started being a plasma donor, and that becomes even kind of more interesting because you don't just watch the blood kind of coming out of your arm, it goes through a centrifuge and they separate the red blood cells from the plasma and they extract the plasma and then they return the red blood cells back into your arm, into your body, along with a saline solution and an anticoagulant kind of mixture. So it's sort of a fascinating reminder that blood is important. Blood is one of those essential things that we need. What happens if you run out of blood? You die, yes. It's pretty important, pretty crucial to have some blood. And Moses understood that. We're listening to the first reading today where we're told that Moses has just come down from the mountain and he's just been in a conversation with the Lord for some time, and the Lord has given him a whole bunch of rules and laws. We call it the covenant. And first, he tells the people what he's just heard. He tells them all the laws, all of the covenant. And he says, are you on board? Do you want to do this? And everyone's like, yes, we'll do this. And then he writes it down. It's the first record in the Bible that we have of someone writing the Bible down in the Bible. Then once he's written it down, he then reads it out. So first he tells them, they all say yes, he writes it down, he reads it out, and then they all say yes again. So it's kind of getting a little bit like the Mass, isn't it? Where we listen to the scriptures, we hear these things, we ponder them, we respond to that. You'll be invited when you receive communion today to say, when I say the body of Christ, what will you say? Amen. Because you will be responding to say, yes, I believe. This is what I want my life to be about. But then Moses doesn't just leave it at that. He gets some of the young dudes to go off and to kill some bullocks. Bullocks are pretty big, so there's going to be a fair bit of blood involved. It's not just one, it's several of these bullocks. And he drains the blood, puts them in these big bowls, and then he takes half the blood and pours it all over the altar. And then the other half of the blood, what does he do with that? Spreads it out, sprinkles it all over the people. And I thought, it'd be a really good thing to demonstrate this today by getting a big bowl of blood and pouring it out all over the people. You would clearly remember it, but your parents would probably sue me for wrecking your beautiful dresses and suits and things. So I'm not going to sprinkle you with blood. But blood is the essence of our life. God wants to be part of our lives. He wants us to experience that very intimacy. You know, it's been said that if we just take one little step towards God, that He will come rushing down to fill the gap, to bridge that distance that might be there between us and God. That He longs to be part of our lives. He longs to be here in our presence, to love us as much as we possibly can. And is there a more intimate way that God could love us than by changing ordinary bread into His very body and saying to you, take it and eat. Receive this gift. Allow this bread to be part of your body. Allow myself, my own flesh and blood, to be part of you, to be part of your experience, so that slowly you will be changed by that very presence of Jesus that you receive, that you consume, that you eat, and that becomes part of you. That's the gift of the Eucharist, that God does not stay a long way away. God draws near. He becomes part of our very life, part of our very being. Today, He's offering you this precious gift. He's asking you, will you say yes? Will you say amen to the Lord? Will you say, yes, I want to believe. Yes, I want to do these things. Yes, I will be true to all that you invite me to do. Back in the book of Exodus, when we read that the people were so keen and said, yes, we will do all these things. Well, if you keep reading, a couple of pages later, they completely break every single one of the commandments that the Lord has just given them. And even so, the Lord invites them to come back to the covenant, to be faithful once again. So even if we make mistakes, even if we get things wrong, even if we confuse things and sin, the Lord invites us to return. Last week, many of you received the sacrament of reconciliation in preparation for today, just to remind you that even when we turn away from God, He doesn't turn away from us. He's still there, waiting, longing, loving us, calling us, and inviting us back to the table of the Lord. You're invited to receive. You're invited to be changed, to say yes to His love, yes to His life. So are you prepared to say yes to God today?